Talk Zone presents the League of Dads, featuring Christopher Smith, the show that helps fathers know their legal and constitutional rights and helps them with custody and child support issues. Here's your host for the League of Dads, Christopher Smith.
Thank you for sitting in with me for another edition of the League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. Another show lined up. Going to stick to format. Going to add something to the format this week. I'm going to talk about some phone calls, a couple of phone calls that I've gotten. I want to talk about those and help you guys understand just the type of calls that the League of Dads get. I would probably say that 70% of the individuals that call the League of Dads, out of 100%, 70% is we just basically do a lot of calls and handle that over the phone. I'm gonna read to you part of a letter that the League of Dads sent to the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. And that is his jurisdiction, which is the Essex County Family Court System. Also, just gonna do like we do every week, gonna get into a Just My Thoughts segment of the show. And I'm gonna start the show off like I always do, reading off some emails. I'm only gonna do three this week, because I think these emails, these three emails is just a lot of talk involved in these because I want to really give a clear understanding. The first one is going to be from Dolly, and Dolly is from Greensville, South Carolina. And it stated that, she says that you stated if you were asked to give any additional fees and child support that you wouldn't. Why? I think Dolly just want me to elaborate some more on it. I think Dolly just wants some more examples on this thing, which is no problem. But as I stated in last week's show when I was talking about this topic, if you believe in something, then that is what you believe in. You don't switch up nothing. And if you are being asked to pay child support because, in my case, we're talking about Ms. Bradley thought that was in the best interest of the child to go there and get less. Then when you realize you're getting less, you then can't turn around and come back to try and get more. I think that the grandest thing in this whole court issue is I think that a lot of women, both disgruntled and just mothers, play on the sympathy of a father. It's a wild card that it comes and goes. It's today, I want to just be bitchy and I want to be mean. And tomorrow I need something. So I'm going to be nice. And when I asked, because it's for the good of the child, quote unquote, then you should be understanding. That's enough to drive a man insane. That is, unstable. That is, just that type of attitude, that type of talk, that type of individual will have a sane person not knowing how to really act around that person nor would that have that same person know how to speak to an individual that nice today, mean tomorrow, saying something that is totally off the top. And then the next day they're saying something that displays some type of passion. I wouldn't give, as I stated, any man that does should get his head examined. For the simple fact is that there's a bigger thing going on. As I always say, there's always what you actually see. There's something else going on, and if you are asked to pay child support, as I stated, in my case, child support is welfare. It's not child support. I was giving much, much more than I'm being asked to pay. And if an individual think that I'm going to take you down to court and get you to pay more, or I like what you're doing, but now I want to go have them make you do it. So now you got to pay, raise the bar. I don't know. But what women need to understand is the strength of the courts. The courts will never tell women, both women and both mothers and disgruntled mothers, the courts will never tell them their strength, because then you wouldn't believe in them as much and you wouldn't run to them. But the courts, when it comes to child support, if an individual worked for themselves, there's absolutely no way the courts can keep tab on that individual. what a lot of mothers, both disgruntled and mothers, think that because, like what Atiyah Bradley did, she brought the articles of incorporation to my business, to court. And when they were showed to the court, I'm not the type of I know the court game. So you don't show articles of incorporation to a business and then now I'm going to crack. I'm going to say, well, yeah, okay, well, I do have a business, but it just makes X amount of money. I don't say anything like that. When I got to court and it was showed to the court, first thing I said to the judge was, how are you allowing this woman to see, to submit something into the court that I wasn't allowed to see first? Because anytime someone submit evidence in court, you must first be allowed to see it. You don't go down there the day of court and get some evidence dropped in your lap. So that was the first thing I asked of Judge James Triano on January 5th. The second thing I asked James Triano, January 5th, 2009, what are you insinuating by her showing you these articles of incorporation? What are you insinuating? He said, I don't know. But had I answered to it, then it would have been, yeah, we got you. But here's how it goes for a lot of individuals out there that don't know the process of a business. Just because someone owns, let's say, a Papa John's, and that Papa John makes $3,000 a day, it doesn't mean that individual makes $3,000 a day. When someone has an incorporation, that means the company made $3,000 that day. A company could have shareholders. That company, let's say they made $100,000 a year. That company could have 100,000 shareholders, which means that 100,000 people have to split $100,000, which means that each shareholder got a $1 profit. I think what a lot of mothers go down there thinking is that, oh, I got his articles of incorporation. This proves he have a business. So now I want the bank statements. Ooh, look, the bank statement showed that the business deposited, let's say, $3,000 for the week. See, he makes $3,000 a week. So for the record, if a company makes $3,000 a week, that individual that owns the company can then pay themselves $5 a week and then pay taxes on $5 a week. This is why Atiyah Bradley went to court and was not successful, because she don't know none of this. She just listens to what her friend says. Oh, is that what he do? Oh, is that what he do? Oh, well, you need to go down there and get that, and then you can get child support based on that. That's not how it works, okay? So Dolly in Greensville, Greensville, South Carolina, that's why I won't give any extra. It's because it's a conniving thing. It's a bigger thing going on at play. It's when a man, when he truly wants to give, like I was, this is my case now. I was given a lot more than that. If you want to race down there to get less, then I'm going to give you that. But then you can't then turn around and say, gee, I really shot myself in the foot. Listen, I need more money. Nope. You believed in child support and you will get all that child support can give you. So that was an email that I read from Dolly. Dolly's from Greensville, South Carolina. This next email is from Chris, and Chris is from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. It says, can you give a clearer meaning of your statement that you went to court two times prior to your January 5th court date and was thrown out, but you were not thrown out on your January 5th court date? Okay. The first time I went to court, it was in March. I don't remember the exact date. I tried to pull that information up, but I'm here in the studios and all that information is up at the office. I went to court the first time I went to court, and it wasn't the first time I was in court in the Essex County Family Court System. The first time I went back to court after Atiyah Bradley retained custody of the child. So I'm talking about after that. Went back to court and I was asking, where my daughter goes to school, report card, all these things I was asking. Cause at that time, I was living in Florida and I came back up north. So that was in 2006. I came back up north. I got thrown out by Judge Joseph Isabella because he asked me a question. When I started to answer it, my child's mom, Atiyah Bradley, being the psychotic, the psychoacting individual, and let me give a clear example of what psycho means. Psycho, what I mean by psycho is psychologically there's something, there's a psychological imbalance. And I was asking on that day that Ms. Atiyah Bradley be given a psychiatric evaluation. I was asking for my child's, where my child lives, all this information. So Atiyah Bradley came to court with her A game, and every time the judge started to ask me a question, she kept cutting them off. I never got a chance to ask him a question. So when he asked me a question, I started to answer it. Atiyah Bradley cuts me off. He then turns to look at her, and then I said, well, judge, you asked me. He snaps his head back, looks at me, and says, get out of my courtroom. I don't know what I did then. People, when you listen to me on this show, I sound very aggressive on the show, but I'm going to start reading the court transcripts of what happens when I go to court, and you'll see that when bad things are said about me, I say absolutely nothing. I learned from the military when the game, the psychological game that the court systems like to play. So I got thrown out for that, and I hit Judge Joseph Isabella with a ethics violation for failure to perform his judicial duties. He knowing and willingly just failed. He just didn't know who I was at that time. Nobody knew I was the president and founder of the League of Dads. I didn't broadcast it. I sent letters to them, but at that time, prior to that, I never sent my information, meaning my social security number or my case number. Now when I send a letter to the Essex County Family Court, I put my case number on it, and I end it with, retaliation is always welcome. That's what I do now. So the reason why I didn't get thrown out on January 5th is because at that time, these people now knew who I was. They now knew, oh, this guy is the president and founder of the League of Dads. Oh, he sent me an ethics violation. The ethics violation that I sent to James Triano was in detail. It was a clear example of my law knowledge and a clear example of how I should have been treated. So therefore, when I went back on the 5th of January, 2009, Judge James Triano was a little poodle. He wasn't that aggressive pit bull that he was trying to be on December 10th, 2008. So I went to court in front of Judge Joseph Isabella in March of 2007. Also went to court in front of James Triano for a child support increase. When I went before Judge Joseph Isabella, it was just simply for information to know the whereabouts of my child and her day-to-day activity. And I didn't get it that day. You know, I went there and got thrown out. And this is when Atiyah Bradley decided, well, I'm going to see to it that he don't know, so I'm going to lie and say that he broke in my house, et cetera, et cetera. And I dealt with that on another forum. So, but when I went back on January 5th, to answer the question, the reason why I wasn't thrown out is because they now know who I am. They now know, oh, this guy doesn't play. And I'm almost willing to bet that every time Christopher Troy Smith goes back to the Essex County Family Court, they're going to treat me like a king. I'm going to tell you that now. I'm going to tell you that I'm not going to ever go there again and get thrown out. I'm not going to ever go there again and have a judge try to use intimidation tactics. I'm not psychic, but I just had a vision. I got a feeling that will never happen again. So, Chris out of Dearborn Heights, Michigan, I hope that answers your question. Thank you for listening to the show, and please send in more of your emails. Okay, the next emails I got is from Rita, and she's from St. Louis, Missouri. And it says, why would you issue a reward for your child's grandmother? I would issue a reward to my child's grandmother because of this, Rita. Rita, I have tried to speak to my child's grandmother, my child's mother's mother, I made plenty of attempts to try and talk to this woman. As I stated before on the August 30th show, I made a statement, and the statement that I made in the August 30th show was, a woman is going out with a no good man, and there's no one in her cipher that will pull her off to the side and tell this woman, where are you going with this guy? That's what I said. I also made a comment in, I think, just last week's show, there's a lot of individuals. When I was talking about Mrs. Ms. Jessica Gamble. I was talking about the fact that this here's an individual that is acting rudely, and no one talks to her about the good that she should have been doing. So, Rita, when I tried to talk to my child's grandmother, she was listening in the first 2 or 3 years that this was going on. She was listening. Her comments was, you know, I raised my three girls, but they just spoiled rotten. These are her words. These are things that she said. So what I always tried to do was I tried to talk to Miss Mary Bradley to try and get her to talk some sense into her daughter, Atiya Bradley. As I stated on the last week's show, Rita, I can't understand why Florence Herring, Wilson Herring, and Mary Bradley. I don't understand how Atiya Bradley went to these individuals and got all this support. What was I doing? So I deem it necessary to give this woman a $10,000 reward, which I'm going to do. I already decided to do it. I'm going to do it before the Christmas show. I'm going to do it. I hadn't looked at the calendar. Whatever date of the show falls before Christmas, I want to give Miss Mary Bradley a nice Christmas present. I think it's only right. And at the same time, I'm also going to get with my advertisement team, and we're going to see to it that everybody at Prudential, where my child's mom worked, and we're going to see to it that everybody in the complex where she lives be listening to the broadcast that day. I'm going to dedicate that show to my daughter, because what needs to happen is we need a relationship without any prejudices from one Atiya Bradley, who don't believe in relationship between father and child. So I'm going to issue a reward to Miss Mary Bradley on the broadcast before Christmas, and I'm going to see to it that if she can prove at any point before June of 2000, July of 2008, I'm sorry, 2009, that her daughter was for a relationship with father and child. Being that my child and I don't have a relationship right now, I would only think that any type of reaching out to me is just simply to do what she've always done, and that's keep tabs on my life so she can run me down to court. That's the only thing would be for her. But Miss Atiya Bradley, up until this point, she did nothing but go to court and lie on my character to seal the faith in the court system, and they brought it. This is why I did an ethics violation. I said that Judge Joseph Isabella took testimony from an individual with absolutely no proof. And then later on, I sent Judge Joseph Isabella a subpoena that I subpoenaed Atiya Bradley to prove any of these accusations. She never proved it. And as I stated, I am also going to get Rita. I'm also going to give my child's mom, Atiya Bradley, a chance to call into the show and try to explain why she said all the things that she said. But everything that she said can be countered. You know, she know who broke in her house. She knows all these things, but she tend to come to court and just throw dirt on my character for the sake of keeping my child and I away from each other. So Rita from St. Louis, Missouri, that is why I'm going to issue a reward to my child's grandmother. I'm going to issue a reward to her because for years I've been trying to get her to talk to her daughter. And since she thinks that the last thing that she said to me, Rita, was when I was talking the last time we had a conversation, you're trying to get me to turn on my daughter and my granddaughter. This is what she said after me telling her. She said, I don't understand why you guys are still in the court after all these years. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to send information to the Herrings. I'm going to send them information to see to it because I don't know where Miss Mary Bradley lives. But I'm going to give the information to the Herrings. I'm going to see to it that they get the information. And I'm going to make sure, because I don't think nobody knows in Atiya Bradley's family. I don't think none of them knows what she says when we go to court. I don't think they do. I don't think they do. I think that she goes to court and she just lies to them, as she does when she come to court and lie on my character and just tells everybody these phantom stories. So, Rita, I'm going to give Miss Mary Bradley an opportunity to have a damn good Christmas for 2010, and I'm going to give her a reward, and I'm going to say, as I stated before, that in the last week's show and the show before that, if at any point in time that she can prove that her daughter is for the relationship between father and child, I will give her $10,000. I will say this today. I'm going to give Miss Mary Bradley a chance to make some money. And then after that, I'm going to give her 30 days. And then after 30 days, I'm going to open that to anyone that can prove it. Wow. Hey, listen, we got to go on break. This is the League of Dads Radio here on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.